Mr. and Mrs. Oliver Barrett III request the pleasure of your company at a dinner in celebration of Mr. Barrett's 60th birthday, Saturday, the 6th of March, at 7 o'clock, Dover House, Ipswich, Massachusetts. RSVP.
Well?
Asked Jennifer. Do you even have to ask? I replied. I was in the midst of abstracting the State versus Percival, a very important precedent in criminal law. Jenny was sort of waving the invitation to bug me.
I think it's about time, Oliver,
she said. For what?
For you know very well what,
she answered.
Does he have to crawl here on his hands and knees?
I kept working as she worked me over.
Ollie, he's reaching out to you.
Bullshit, Jenny. My mother addressed the envelope.
I thought you said you didn't look at it,
she sort of yelled. Okay, so I did glance at it earlier. Maybe it had slipped my mind. I was, after all, in the midst of abstracting the State versus Percival and in the virtual shadow of exams. The point was, she should have stopped haranguing me.
Ollie, think,
she said, her tone kind of pleading now.
60 goddamn years old. Nothing says he'll still be around when you're finally ready for the reconciliation.
I informed Jenny in the simplest possible terms that there would never be a reconciliation, and would she please let me continue my studying? She sat down quietly, squeezing herself onto a corner of the sofa where I had my feet. Although she didn't make a sound, I quickly became aware that she was looking at me very hard. I glanced up.